A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, are you who are thirsty come to the water? You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come without pain and without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully, listen, that you may have life. I will renew you with the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? No. In all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they might go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said, blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Thus says the Lord, come to me heedfully, listen, that you might have life. A banquet. Some years ago, I decided that I was going to host a dinner and prepare it for several priests that I know. There is a total of about 8 of us, and some priests are friends of mine and others are acquaintances. And I knew that this was going to be a very eclectic group. When the first priest came and asked who was going to come for dinner, I told him, and his eyes kind of bugged out and said, "What's going to happen this afternoon?" I said, "It's all in God's hands. Let's see what happens." Now, this could have been a warming, like an entente, or it could have been the beginning of World War III, knowing that a couple of the priests might cause some fireworks. And there was a little bit of fireworks at the dinner, but everybody enjoyed it and sat down, and certainly there was some disagreements in their conversation, but it seemed to be all healed over. And as they were leaving, they said, "You know, this was a nice event." They thanked me for having the dinner and sitting down, even though they might not agree with one another, at least they could be pleasant and talk and have a nice evening. Somehow, food does that. And especially if you have a formal dinner or a big banquet, at least people can sit down and maybe there's a common cause that everybody rallies around. Or perhaps there's disagreements, but people can get along with one another. You have to eat, so that at least makes half the battle right there. And the other then is being able to enjoy the evening. And I bring that up because of what we heard in our first reading this today, which is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. God told the people, come to the feast, the banquet that he will prepare. Our passage today is taken from Isaiah 55. 3 Sundays ago, on the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we also had verses taken from that chapter. You might recall where Isaiah envisions the grace of God comes down like rain and snow from the skies. It waters the earth so that vegetation can live and produce. So the prophet Isaiah says that's what God's grace is to us. He gives it from above and helps us so that we'll blossom and flourish in this life so that we can glorify him. These verses for today occur right at the very beginning of that chapter. And this chapter, people had just heard that they were going to be able to go back to their homeland. So they were filled with anticipation and delight. But the prophet Isaiah said this, before you return, you have to inwardly look at your soul to see how are you in relationship with God and others. What the prophet Isaiah tried to convey to the people is that your sins, your divisions have caused harm to God and others. Perhaps this is the reason why we lost our homeland. But before you come back, God wants you to be reconciled to him and to others. In order to do that, then you can come to the feast of returning to your kingdom. There you'll be able to enjoy your land once again. But he says, first of all, let there be no divisions among you. Now this also foreshadows the eternal kingdom of God. Where we know for sure that in the kingdom of God there is no division, there is no sin. All there is goodness and the life of God. So he says, come to this feast. Prepare yourself by really ready to enjoy this banquet by seeking peace and be at peace with God and others. In our celebration of the Mass, we in a way do the same thing. We have what's called the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass. It's a way for us to count also to our divisions, our sins, our failings, anything that causes harm to the body of Christ, the church here on earth. We seek to be reconciled. We ask God for his mercy. The sins are not forgiven at that point because that's for the sacrament of penance. But as a reminder to us that we too, because of our sinfulness, can be divided. The Eucharist brings us together. No matter who we are and what we have to offer, God wants us to be assured that we are truly one in him as we want to celebrate the Eucharist. That's what it means, Holy Communion, being one with God. So once again, we have come. We pray that we come to this banquet, which is the foreshadowing of the kingdom of God. Let us seek to be at peace, to put aside differences, so that we truly experience what the Eucharist is, a foretaste of the coming of God's kingdom, a kingdom of peace, where there is no more division or sin.